You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
African Bank Group today released its financial results for the 6 months ended 31 March 2022. Net profit after tax increased by 145% to 372 million rand. The group says it continues to diversify its funding base by targeting retail savings deposits, which grew to 11 billion rand from 8.6 billion rand, an increase of 27%. Included in this are 1 billion rand deposits from transactional MyWorld accounts. Kennedy Bongane is the Chief Executive Officer of African Bank, and he joins us to talk through the group's performance. Thank you very much, sir, for availing yourself this evening. How would you characterize the results?
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to talk to your audience. These half-year results have really been encouraging news and giving us confidence that indeed our Accelerate 25 strategy of building scale, diversity, and sustainability at African Bank is truly on course. We're delighted with all the numbers coming through at this time, and emboldened to continue to transform this bank into a true bank for the people, by the people, serving the people.
Let's take a look at what drove growth, right? So you experienced healthy growth in the MyWorld transactional banking offering. Talk us through the numbers there.
This is a real big story for us. We've increased MyWorld bank accounts by over 76%. We've almost doubled the balances that sit on MyWorld. And maybe just to go into a little bit of detail as to why this is important for us. When we came through last year with this new strategy of radically transforming African Bank from a monoline micro-lending institution to a fully-fledged retail and business bank, the biggest challenge was how we're going to transition our customers to trust us with their transactional services. Yeah. Mm. And so we spent a lot of time in line with our sales transformation strategic theme to work on our teams, upskill them for cross-selling, and build our winning digital omni MyWorld channel so that our customers can take it. They have voted with their feet and are helping us diversify our revenue base from just interest income to non-interest income, and move from just being a lender into a fully-fledged retail bank.
Mm. Kennedy, the bank has highlighted increased income earned on loan disbursements. What does that talk to?
That talks really to the core of what our bank was has always been good at, which is lending. We've been very clear that in order for us to build customer-centric, digital and data-enabled a business that is diversified, that is scalable, that is sustainable, we cannot lose the core of what we do today. We need to continue to win when it comes to lending. Now, with the past 2 years of COVID, we had gone quite shy in terms of backing our customers, and we've now been lucky that with the improvements in the macroeconomic space, we are able to open the taps a bit and back ourselves to support our customers. This is the historic high levels of credit sales at African Bank, and I think it speaks of the confidence in the ranks about our direction of travel and how we're really building a new bank here. And so we're quite chuffed with the uplift in credit sales as much as we do with the uplift in our transactional banking accounts.
Mm. You speak of being a customer-centric bank. How important is it for the group to build towards a customer development journey? In the 2021 South Africa Customer Satisfaction Index announced in March of this year, you took an overall leadership position in 6 of the 9 measured categories.
And we really need to take this time to just thank millions of our customers out there that have voted us the best in all of those six out of nine categories you've referred to. This is something we guard jealously at African Bank. To continue to be rated overall number one in customer service means we're doing something right. We want to jealously guard this position because we are a bank with a special history, hey? Founded in 1964 in Soweto, Orlando High, by black businessmen and women from all over the country who wanted a bank of their own, a bank that feels like their own, that's got a close affinity to them, that understands them, a bank by and for them. And you skip to almost 50 years later with all of our highs and lows. When our customers go out and say, yeah, but it is African Bank that satisfies us the most, that is confidence boosting. It says they are here with us, they are going to walk the path with us as we transition, not just into from being a micro lender, but into being a fully fledged retail and business bank. We know our customers got us.
That transition, how much or how important is an integrated digitization approach as you move forward?
Well, it's an integral part of it. This transition is very much about ensuring that we deploy digitization so that we can remove those customer pain points that still remain in how our customers interact with us, whether via a branch or via call centers or via smartphones or laptops. We have invested quite a lot in the last 6 months. In fact, we've had over 145 new African bankers join us, some bringing some very rare, much-needed digital analytics capabilities that enable us to have prescriptive and descriptive understanding of how our customers experience us and how we can automate those pain points and ensure that we get our processes correct so that our customers see the difference in how they experience us on a day-to-day basis. And I guess the 76% uplift in the MAU of transactional accounts that I've spoken about speaks about improvements that are starting to bear fruit in that journey.
Right. What of the journey that African Bank has embarked upon to build a fully fledged middle of the pyramid business banking offering? We understand this is in the final stages of development.
Most certainly. And I'm hoping to be able for us to speak about this in the next in the recent future.
Okay.
We are very clear that the days of a bank founded by businessmen and women, but no longer banks them, and is only a retail bank, are over. And we've identified that there continues to be an underserved set of entrepreneurs, of businesses that are just in that middle of the pyramid in terms of business banking customers. You know, our competitors and the large banks in this market are actually damn good in servicing your large corporates, your middle enterprises whose turnover is above 500 million. But once you start going down to your, you know, below 250 million per annum, to your entrepreneurs, a doctor that runs a clinic there, sole proprietors, and or emerging businesses, though the solutions for them are still quite not adequate. We think this is an opportunity for us to fill, and we are working both in terms of putting in rails for business banking offering and also digital SME offering that will help address this need in our market today.
Fair enough. You've talked to us about the rich history of the bank. I guess looking forward and looking into the future, what does it hold?
So for us, our heritage isn't just something that is in the past. It is African Bank's story how and who and for whom it was established is our inspiration for envisioning a future of a bank for the people, by the people, serving the people. It is a story that inspires the kind of 6 months that we are reporting today in terms of performance, because it, you know, we reminded that deep in our DNA, this is a bank that was always meant to be different. In how it looks at communities, how it looks at our people, and how it looks at households and entrepreneurs. And we are putting unique solutions on the table that are meant to differentiate us in how we then interact with your customer and or with our communities, and then growing with them as we continue. We are really lucky today that we've got the balance sheet, the capital, the liquidity, we've got the people and a plan to become what we're always meant to be, a bank for the people.
Kennedy, congratulations. We look forward to speaking to you again very soon here on the program. Kennedy Bongane is the CEO of African Bank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.